In this bulletin, a man arrested after the fatal shooting of a woman in North Queensland. North Korea and Russia sign a groundbreaking military pact. And in sport, Germany advances to the Euros Final 16 after a historic defeat of Hungary. With the latest SBS News, I'm Kira Hain. A man is in custody after the fatal shooting of a woman in North Queensland and the injuring of a man who came to her aid. Police say the 31-year-old was arrested outside a fast food restaurant along the Bruce Highway in Mackay, around 2 kilometres where the woman's body was found. District Superintendent Graham Payne says a 34-year-old woman had driven into Rob Place when a man approached and fired into the vehicle, striking the woman. He says the woman died at the scene, while the 66-year-old Good Samaritan has been taken to the hospital in a serious but stable condition after being shot in the chest. Australia's bird flu outbreak has worsened, with a strain of the disease detected on a New South Wales egg farm. Avian influenza has been picked up in the Hawkesbury district of Sydney. The New South Wales government says the strain is different to the one detected in 7 egg farms in Victoria. But the H7N8 strain found in New South Wales is believed to be a spillover event, possibly from wild birds. Western Australia has approved new gun laws that are amongst the toughest in the country. The legislation's approval means serious offenders of family and domestic violence will face mandatory license disqualification, and the number of guns an individual can own will be limited. Primary producers will be restricted to a maximum of 10, while recreational hunters can have up to 5 guns. Police Minister Paul Papalia has previously said the rewrite of the 50-year-old Firearms Act was absolutely necessary.
This significantly lowers the threshold required before police take action. It will undoubtedly anger some firearms owners, but it's fair and reasonable that safety takes priority over the privilege of owning a gun.
The leaders of Russia and North Korea have signed a groundbreaking mutual defence pact. The agreement has been signed during a visit by Vladimir Putin in what is the first to North Korea by a Russian president in 24 years. The United States and its allies say they fear Russia could provide aid for North Korea's missile and nuclear programs under the new deal, and have accused North Korea of providing ballistic missiles and artillery shells that Russia has used in its war in Ukraine. Both countries have denied weapons transfers are taking place, but the Russian president has accused the Western nations of hypocrisy, saying the NATO alliance has supported Ukraine's use of long-range weaponry on Russian targets.
I draw attention to the statements by the United States and other NATO countries about the delivery of long-range precision weapons, F-16 aircraft, and other high-tech weapons and equipment for strikes on Russian territory.
A lack of supermarket competition in parts of Australia has led to higher grocery prices for some residents, consumer research has found. Research from consumer group Choice has concluded out of the major supermarkets, Aldi had the lowest prices for a basket of average goods. It also found shoppers in Tasmania and the Northern Territory are forking out the most on their weekly grocery bill, with the absence of Aldi stores contributing to their higher costs. A $14 million sculpture by Brisbane artist Lindy Lee has finally arrived at the National Gallery of Australia. It's taken almost a week to transport from Queensland, where Lee had been working on it for the past 4 years to mark the 40th anniversary of the National Gallery of Australia. The price tag makes it the single biggest ever investment in an artwork by the gallery. Nick Mitsovich, the gallery's director, says the hope is the installation, designed to last at least 500 years, will become a Canberra icon when it's viewable by the public from October. Ms. Lee says the work is designed to be timeless.
The work's called the Ouroboros. The word is actually means the snake that swallows its own tail. So it's constantly eating its own tail. So it's a symbol of birth and death and constant beginnings and constant renewals. I grew up during a time when Australia was still going through the White Australia policies. You know, I'm a little bit scarred by that, being a Chinese person. So the work I want to make needs to be inclusive and respect and treasure all people.
And in football, Germany have defeated Hungary 2-0 to qualify for the European Championship knockout stage. They're the first team to reach the last 16. The Germans have not beaten Hungary in a tournament or tournament qualifier since their surprise 1954 World Cup final victory over the magical Magyars, widely viewed as the best team in the world at the time. Hungary, who've also lost 3-1 to Switzerland, will now struggle to advance in the Euros, but could still progress if they beat Scotland on Sunday, and other results will go in their favour. I'm Kira Hain, this is SBS News.